Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Elliott here up in Canada, North Shore, Lake Erie, and Kevin Smith in Bloomfield, Missouri. We're going to spend this next segment talking about the presidential debate last night. It was pretty interesting. People were expecting a scuffle, and I'd say we experienced one. You know what I think they should do, Kevin, for the next debate? Because I didn't hear half of it with three of them talking at the same time, a lot of it. And
me neither.
If they just shut the microphone off of the candidate that is supposed to stay quiet for 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Simple. They wanted that confusion. They wanted them to look like Trump to look like a nut.
Huh. Well, and you know something, I got to tell you, and I'm not. Of course, I'm Canadian, so I'm not. I don't vote in America. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. In our country, I'm not a liberal. That's our likes of your Democrats or a conservative. That's like your Republicans. I've never been a member of a party. I've always voted for the person I thought was best running in the area. And so I'm truly not a political animal or a member of a party. But a politician always loses me in his promises to do something that's unreasonable, impossible, or unaffordable. And when it's all three, it really loses me because it's nothing but a pipe dream. And last night, I was disappointed for if American people are thinking and digesting what's been said when he said he didn't want to disband the police. He thought it was a good idea to send a psychiatrist out with police on these domestic violence cases and
bank robberies. You know,
yeah, when people are out of control in one way or another, send a psychiatrist to talk to them and calm them down. You know, when I think back to the Rodney King incident, for just as an example, no judgment either way, but if someone's all drugged up on all kinds of things or on anything and just kind of drugged right up, I'm not sure a psychiatrist is going to do any good but to start with. But New York City alone, Kevin, would need, what, 500 or 1,000 expensive psychiatrists to go out with police?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just sure there aren't that many psychiatrists around to be hired, even if we could afford them. And so with things like that, a politician always loses me because that is a pipe dream. And as far as the riots and the protests that became violent and destructive and so forth, he said that we need to sit down with these people and talk to them and reason it out. Well, I'd say that his party has done that in as much as some of the governors saying and mayors saying people are just expressing their feelings when they tear down these statues, light buildings on fire, destroy other people's property. That's anarchy, Kevin. And we've had laws in both our countries forever. I was talking to you at the break, I can't go and throw a rock through my neighbor's window. And when the police show up, say, well, he's a racist. I was expressing my feelings, or he's a mean fellow. I'm expressing my feelings. There's laws, and I don't think anybody with average intelligence would believe that we don't need law enforcement or that we don't need laws. We do need some laws. You know, you have a constitution. We have Charter of Rights and Freedoms is what ours is called in Canada. And, a long time ago, people agreed on those laws and amendments. And I just don't get now why all this lawlessness is going on. So anyway, back to the debate. I was frustrated because they both kept interrupting each other and talking. It was kind of some... And then the other thing with Joe Biden... I'm sure he's a nice man, but when he took to name-calling and when he called President Trump a clown, he started to try and take it back, but you can't unsay what you've said, and Trump just carried on. He didn't take offense at that or any of the other names he called them, and so, I didn't appreciate that too much. It's not what you'd expect from someone who proposes to lead an important, huge country like the United States. And so, overall, I didn't enjoy the debate because I didn't hear half of it with three of them talking at the same time. And I wonder if anybody cares to take up an idea like that, to shut one microphone off while the other's speaking, and then we could actually hear what they say. The other impression I got, Kevin, was that Joe Biden had a couple of slips there and misquoted figures that he requoted and so forth. He got stuck on a few times there last night. And I was left to wonder that if President Trump had let him finish his statements, if he wouldn't have slipped more. I think President Trump inadvertently, possibly, helped Joe Biden look better than maybe he is. You know, I've watched a lot of press about these kinds of things and concerns about his mental health and so forth. Well, I think maybe if President Trump had been quieter, we might have seen more evidence of it. And I think it's important for the American people to see if it is, in fact, exist.
Yeah, I didn't like the debate either. It wasn't good. Joe Biden mostly told lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. So it was very hard to watch, and Chris Wallace was so biased against Trump, repeatedly interrupting him. But I was very surprised that Joe was so with it, you know. And I think Trump was right. I think Biden was on some kind of drug or cocktail of drugs, because he did pretty good in there compared to what he was seeing in newsreels, in the news before. Didn't know where he was, didn't know his name, didn't know his wife, you know. So, yeah, he did good at that.
I think one of his strongest points, and the press agreed afterwards when I watched after the debate, they had their roundtables. And the one thing, and I believe it to be true myself, is that when President Trump said that he's done more in 47 months than Joe Biden's done in 47 years, I actually believe that. You know, the things I've learned about what he voted against or what he promoted, it seems to have flopped a little bit from, you know, how he voted in the past to what he's saying now. And one thing about President Trump is he doesn't back up. And nope. Yes, he's aggressive. But I think, with all due respect, I mean, if I was an American, I think I'd be voting for Trump, because you need a tiger right now, not a parakeet.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
You need a tiger, somebody to stand up to China and Korea and try and get things back in more proper order from the USA's perspective.
See, I don't think Trump was very prepared for that debate. He should have came out and said that all the COVID testings were faked and incorrect, and the real numbers of the deaths are 10,000, you know, under 10,000, not over 200,000. He should have repeatedly said, if Joe wins the presidency, the United States will go into lockdowns. Your jobs will be sent back overseas like Biden and Obama did, send them all back overseas. And your children will fight in endless wars again. He should have pounded the difference between him and Joe Biden, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The other thing, and I don't know, maybe they're saving it. I know there's a bombshell about what was discovered just very recently. I saw it in the news yesterday, some testimony about the truth about Russia and exactly who interfered back in 2016. And the evidence is it was Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
And the Obama administration. Sadly, yep. Ironic that President Trump was saddled with all the accusations and all the rest of it for a couple of years, 3 years, I suppose. So politics is a dirty game indeed. Kevin, and the other thing, this got me, and it's, and I don't, when I say ignorance, I don't mean this in a mean way or that someone's rude or ignorant, but I think people's lack of knowledge, let's say, including the press, they've made such a big deal about apparently finding information that Trump both paid very little income tax in 2 years, and owed $400 million in total. Well, you know, that sounds like a shocking figure. I can tell you this, and I remember, I can recall when it happened. Trump wanted this very famous old hotel very badly in New York, and I can't think of the name now, Kevin. It didn't mean anything to me. But he paid $500 million for it,
right,
which everybody thought was a very high price. He had no trouble buying it, I guess, at that number. And then his wife, I believe, went to work refitting it and decorating and so forth, and God knows how much they spent on that. But that's one of his assets. So in this day and age, it wouldn't be unusual if someone owned a half a billion dollar anything to owe $400 million.
But that's right.
Your President, yeah, Trump owns golf courses, numerous buildings, I'm sure, big buildings and towers. He certainly has his name on a lot of them. And I don't, because I'm in business and I have a bit of understanding with this, I'm not shocked at all that he could owe $400 million, especially if his assets are $2 billion. You know, if the properties he owns and businesses are worth $2 billion, well, okay, 20% of his worth then is in debt. It's not shocking at all, but they're trying to make like now he's not as rich as he said he was. You need that total asset figure to determine that, Kevin.
That's right. Well, Joe Biden and Obama are the ones who put those loopholes in, so he could enjoy those benefits, you know?
Well, America has some very good tax incentives.
They do.
They really do compared to Canada. Like over there, you guys could buy a dilapidated building, and the government supports you with money to fix it up.
That
isn't the case here. You can write off mortgage interest there. We can't here in Canada. It's all taxable. There's nothing tax-free. And, hey, let's face it, Kevin, President Trump, earlier in his career, went into receivership, and his creditors did take over for a period. Now, show you what a big enterprise it was even back then, I'll never forget this. The money they allowed Donald Trump as a citizen, he wasn't a politician, allowed him for his living was $450,000 a month. Well, things got sorted out. Almost half a million a month he was allowed. He did pull out of it, but you got to realize when he built that Taj Mahal, for example, in Atlantic City, that was something like $1.3 billion, and they ended up closing it, Kevin.
So, I know. Have you ever been
like
there?
Like most businessmen, he's suffered losses in his past. And when you have those kinds of losses, you are allowed to write it off against your income. And I'll bet you this much, Kevin. I'll bet you President Trump has never made $1 billion in a year. That's a ton of money. I could imagine there'd be a couple of years that he'd pay no tax.
Of course.
We've had years in our business, or 50 years in business, we've had years where we didn't pay any taxes. We didn't make any money.
Yeah.
So it's a privilege to pay tax, and most business people don't mind it because it meant you made some money.
Made a lot of money. Yeah.
Well, you made some anyway, or you wouldn't owe the tax, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like individuals. We all hate to see that tax come off our paycheck, but that's part of the deal. You know, it's the way it is. But I found it interesting how the press tried to make so much of it, and of course some of the Democratic followers that post and stuff made so much of this debt. And personally, in today's world, I think it'd be pretty rare to find anybody that had $1 billion or more in assets that didn't owe something, Kevin. I mean, good Lord. Money doesn't grow on trees, man.
That's true. That's a moot point. They're barking up the wrong tree. That's ridiculous, you know. But the most important thing of the night, I thought, and he should have pounded that, which he missed an opportunity, is those mail-in ballots. I know he mentioned it, but can you imagine this, Wayne? They mailed, the Democrats mailed out 80 million write-in ballots. Unsolicited. This is unsolicited. They're not supposed to be able to do it. That's illegal in this country. And they mailed out 80 million of them. So
yeah,
who knows how Trump's going to handle it? I mean, he should have just said, okay, they mailed out those 80 million. Right now, I am going to sign a signing order saying that they are illegal and nobody should cancel them. I am announcing that on national TV right now. And been more forceful.
Well, at the very least, Kevin, it would sure take to be if anything's foolproof, to be more foolproof. I think it probably needed to be done with a little more care and thought. Apparently, there were ballots went out for people who have passed away and so forth.
Dogs,
and,
cats.
Of course, those ballots, I suppose, are able to be filled in by someone else.
Anybody, yes. I mean, they're illegal, and they're doing it. They're letting them do it. 80 million that the Democrats have mailed out, unsolicited. They're not like
somebody
says,
you know, with all the dirty things we've seen, you know, you mentioned George Soros. I don't understand that connection myself, but this Antifa and some of the Black Lives Matters actions and the things arising from it, you know, they showed on television pallets of bricks.
Oh, yeah.
Set down on the street for people to throw. Now, you know, somebody's promoting this bad behavior. And so you'd
somebody
have to believe
to
when they're willing
it.
To go that far, surely they'd be willing to steal some ballots, dump them in the trash, as the President Trump said last night, said that they had found some instances of this. So, you know, it's impossible, Kevin, to estimate how much, as he said, 1% can swing an election. Remember Harry Truman? He went to bed thinking he lost, and he woke up and he won.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't imagine any party or candidate would agree that some votes don't matter. Every single one matters. That's how you come to your final decision. And so I see the chinks in the armor of this this mail-in system, and I see that there's an issue with COVID and whatnot, but I mean, people are, for the most part, Kevin, and they're in masks and they're practicing social distancing and washing their hands and so forth. So I don't see the big deal about having the voting as usual. There's still going to be people that can't get out and need to vote early because they're away and things like that.
They have to request the ballot. That's totally legal in our system. They request.
Right.
They say that we'd like a mail-in ballot. They
yeah.
They send something in and request the mail-in ballot. They get it, they sign it, and send it back. That's totally legal. But what's not totally legal is these Democratic operatives sending out blank ballots. And anybody can fill them in. 80 million of them. That's insane.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Did they estimate that many people wouldn't want to go and vote, or how'd they come to the 80 million? Do you know?
It's probably going to be 100 million by the time they're just mailing them out. That's all they're doing. They're going to flood the system, and one of the scenarios is they're going to flood the system if this is allowed to go through, and then they'll say, oh, we can't declare a winner because, you know, not all the ballots are in. Well,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
Have you heard Nancy Pelosi say that, you know, if we don't have a winner by inaugural day, the Congress can choose the president? I think that's one of the scenarios that they're going by. There's going to be so many ballots out there that when inaugural day comes at 71 days after the election, that they're saying, oh, it's still not settled. It's still not settled. Under our Constitution, it goes to the Congress to elect the president. And that's when they're going to appoint somebody, the Congress. And that's a theory that's out there. And that sure makes a pretty good theory when you have 8 million unsolicited ballots out there, you know?
Well, I guess there's a good chance then. I didn't really understand this whole thing, Kevin, and didn't see that much news about it. But I guess there's a good chance that all kinds of things are going to be contested after the election.
Oh, yes. Oh,
now,
yeah.
They referred to President Trump or the somebody, I guess the Republicans, having an issue, having a suit before the Supreme Court. Is that regarding these mail-in ballots?
Yes, that's regarding these mail-in ballots. And I don't trust our Supreme Court. When it comes down to it, what's his name? The chairman of the Supreme Court, he always votes against the conservatives. You know, when it comes down to something important, he always goes against it. So I'm very, very wary of
it. You know what else surprised me, Kevin, that and again, I don't even get a vote in your country, so it's just an observation. Joe Biden.
Just tell them you're Democrats, a Democrat. They'll send you a ballot.
Huh. Yeah. Joe Biden said that, you know, he'd be prepared. Whatever the outcome was, they'll accept it. The mail-in ballots are okay. But, geez, if they're at the base of the shenanigans in the first case, the first place, I expect they would take that position. And, the thing that I didn't think was reasonable, Joe Biden said it's unreasonable for President Trump to appoint a Supreme Court justice now because the election's around the corner and the American people should have the choice. And, you know, President Trump, I thought, correctly said, I have the authority. I'm the current president. I was voted in. We have the Senate. So this is what's legal. But I just want to make a comment that I'll tell you what's usual here in Canada. At the end of a term, the prime minister fills the Senate. We have a different Senate than yours. They're not elected. It's an appointment. And
it's the music.
They do that just before the election because they want to get all their guys in there in case they lose. That's normal.
About the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. They would see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is miracle too, and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne and Kevin with you. Finish up for the last segment today, and thank you again for joining us. Thank you for supporting the Power Mall. Great sales on today. We talked earlier. Some great sales. Time to restock or time to try something you wanted to try. These silver products are amazing. I have so much experience with oxidized silver in our workplaces. Burns, wounds. I spray it in my eyes every day. I gargle with it and rinse it in my mouth every night for plaque. It's just silver is an amazing element. So thank you for your support for the Power Mall. Back to our discussion there, arising from last night's debate, there are many things not well these days, and this virus and the handling of this virus, I can't believe Kevin, we're not going to regret some of these moves when the smoke clears, and then as I've been worried about that. Here comes influenza B. It always starts in the fall with some folks and through the winter. And I wonder how we're going to handle it. Will we test everyone that gets the flu symptoms to make sure it's not COVID? And I just don't know. All I know is that it's a tremendous effort to do any of that, tremendous cost. And never before in the world have we experienced anything like this. So it is time, though. And, President Trump continues to allude to it, and I'm very glad he does, to continue to remind us as we point fingers back and forth that this started in China, was in a laboratory. They were apparently trying to make it more powerful. As you mentioned during the break there, Kevin, it must be some kind of weapon that was being proposed, so I don't know why they're even doing such things as that. But, I had said it early on, and I'm kind of hoping President Trump does it, is tell China, look, here's the cost of this COVID in America. If you want to keep shipping some of your goods into our market, you've got to pay for this. And there was talk earlier on with this virus when it became obvious the expense and the cost of shutting down countries and areas and businesses and so forth around the world. It became obvious. And there was talk. There was five countries that led the way, including the United States, to press China to answer for this and to reveal everything in an investigation and report back to the, in this case, it was these five countries. Well, what ended up happening was Australia, who may have been, and I don't know this for sure, but maybe they were the weakest of the five countries. It was America, it was Great Britain, it was Germany, France, and Australia, I believe. So there's some pretty highly populated world powerful countries amongst those. So what China did, I guess, was to make Australia the example, and they imposed an 80% duty on the barley and an 80% duty on the Australian beef going into China, which I understand in no time decimated those industries in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
80% is a heck of a duty. Who in business works on an 80% profit? No one I know. Nobody I know anything near that. 30% is what Wall Street seeks, and I've never been able to do that. I don't believe that's realistic. It's more like 5 to 10%. And so when they impose these duties, tariffs on Australia, they crippled Australia, really, two major industries.
Shut them right down.
And I haven't heard anything since in any news about the other countries pressing China or suggesting they should pay for this. That would be one way to straighten out a lot of this debt, is to make them accountable. And, I mean, you actually have a legitimate cause here. And, yeah, a full investigation is what they wanted. They wanted to know the full truth, facts. And I guess we're not probably likely ever going to know that.
Well, if Trump wins a second term, we might find that out, you know? We might.
I don't think Joe Biden, in all due respect, is tough enough to even suggest it.
No, Joe Biden will ship the rest of our jobs over there. That's what Joe Biden will do. Since Trump, this is a real interesting fact. Since Trump was president, he's gotten rid of 25,000 regulations on businesses. Did you know that?
Yeah.
25,000.
I know about some of those regulations. Kevin, for years, we shipped lead sulfate, the lead from car batteries, truck batteries, mm-hmm. and so forth, to the United States, to two different smelters, one to the Exide Corporation in Pennsylvania and one to RSR Corporation in Middletown, New York, for their furnaces. And because it was the heavy metal lead, it's hazardous waste. So we had to have permitted carriers cross the border and, truckers and expensive freight, the EPA, for example, in the United States, very strong agency, very very serious. There's not a lot of breaks given, I don't think, by the agency. And some of which, from my experience, just like in our country and maybe everywhere else, they go further than is necessary, because each time they add or change a regulation, make it more stringent, there's work to do behind that for the parties involved. And
yeah, it costs money.
So what it really does, Kevin, is it truly just adds to overhead. Nobody, the average business out there is not wanting to pollute. Not wanting to break any law. But the straight truth is, America was like Canada, where it's just more expensive to do business every day, especially in industry. Still the same situation in Canada. And so, personally, from a business perspective and economic perspective, I think President Trump did the right thing. Now, he would have had his own experiences, of course, wouldn't he, Kevin, in building all these big buildings and so forth. And I know in this country, boy, there's some real undue, unnecessary, long delays with permits and so forth. When you build a house now in Ontario, you've got a half a dozen inspections. It's not one. And each way along the way, they could shut your job down. So it's just cost, more cost and more cost. And here we are trying to compete with lesser developed countries, cheaper wages, less regulations, little or no enforcement. And it's a rigged game against us here in North America. And
sure is.
I think, you know, a lot of the, and I don't know everything that he did, of course, but a lot of these regulations needed to be somewhat relaxed. You don't see companies pumping oil and pollution into the lakes anymore. It's not like he said, hey, all the rules are out now, do whatever you want. That's not what he did. You'll still go to jail, you do that. So, you know, regulations for the sake of hiring more government employees and having a more powerful position yourself because you have so many people underneath you. Geez, I long for those days to be gone, Kevin, in business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Supposedly he put back $3,500 in every American's paycheck with getting rid of all those regulations.
Sure, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
It all gets passed on to the consumer in the end, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does.
You know,
somebody's
got
to pick up that bill, and it's the American worker, you know?
Well, sure. That's why, you know, new cars cost what they do, and refrigerators and all the rest of it, you know. It's the only cheap goods, it seems to me, are the imported goods from Asia. And some of them are cheaply made, too, Kevin. Let's face
it. They sure are.
Let's face it, they were making oil and gas pipe and with shenanigans getting it into the United States and sold in the United States as though it were made in America, had the sticker or the stamp on it. And it wasn't until it failed on the job that they discovered it. It was Chinese pipe.
That's
oil
right.
Country
and
goods.
Steel. That,
yeah.
The Chinese were flooding our place with inferior steel.
Yeah.
Building these high-rises. You know, when you build a high-rise and then you find out you got inferior steel in it, you know, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, they've done it in Canada, too, Kevin. And, of course, we no longer have a Canadian steel mill owned by Canadians. We used to. My hometown, Hamilton, Ontario, had the two biggest steel company of Canada, DeFasco, Dominion Foundries and Steel. And they're no longer owned by Canadians. So, you know, not only we lose all those jobs, but we lost. These were pillars of the community. These steel mills, with all the jobs and the support for the community, they were really the heart of Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah, they were high-paying jobs, and they had a lot of subsidiaries that they furnished with money. You know.
Sure, and these foreign owners, Kevin, you know where the profit goes. It doesn't stay in Canada.
Overseas.
Right, it goes back home. So, you know, there's that side of it, too. So it's the other interesting thing is with these foreign owners, from the information I have, is that they keep the debt as high as possible. They even refinance things, equipments and so forth, that are not used anymore. And I think the idea is that if we ever hit terrible, terrible times, hit a depression, they can walk right out of the joint, and they've already got every penny there was to get out of it and leave the big debts behind. You know, that's not a new story, that type of thing happening, but there's a reason that they stay in such heavy debt, I believe. You know, I was brought up that you pay off your debts as soon as you can, and hopefully own things free and clear. That's not fashionable anymore. You know, you carry the heavy debt and you milk it off the top.
Yeah.
So
that is coming to an end here pretty soon. We're getting to the end of the fiat currency here. I think within 5 years or something like that. So we'll see what's next. You know, they're trying to push that cryptocurrency stuff. So we'll see. Well, the dollar, they want the dollar dead. They want the United States dead so they could bring in the one world order. So I don't think.
All right, we have a caller, Kevin. Marielle from California.
All right, great.
Hi, Marielle. How are you today?
Hi. Great day in America.
It is another great day in America.
There's also Chinese steel in some of the bridges in the Bay Area.
Oh, boy. No, in the bridges? Oh, man. Yeah.
Just FYI. So are they
Are they doing anything about it? Are they putting extra supports on it? Or how are they handling that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So in 5 years from now or 10 years from now, it's gonna crack.
And every bridge is inspected by state inspectors, so it's up to them to inspect the bridge properly. And I'm sure they're the best inspectors in the world on these high-rise, tall, mega structures. So, in terms of constructing them, there's nobody that does it better than the state of California. But all I'm saying is, somebody let steel be put into these bridges, and I'm sure that there was inspectors at the source in China also. But it still was, some of the steel is still from China. And that's all I got.
So you know what my concern would be there, fellas, is...
How'd you find that out?
I work for the state as an inspector.
Oh, you work for the state. Ah, so you would have the inside information. Very good.
I don't work. Inspector. I didn't work in that area, so I don't know firsthand.
Well, but as an inspector, Marielle, you would know, or as an engineer, you would know that with new steel comes test reports. And the issue I have, and in no disrespect to Chinese people, but the government has been caught cheating many times in the past, and so who says the test reports are accurate? I believe what you guys will see.
Yeah, in my opinion, we had source inspectors at China, so there it would be very difficult to pass inferior steel into our structures.
That's good to know.
So I would drive on those bridges in a heartbeat. I'm not afraid of them. But just so you know, there was Buy America clause in our structures, but somehow politics got involved and steel was allowed from China into some of our structures.
Yeah, I don't know if President Trump's ever said it, but I get the impression, and I worry a little bit for Canada when it comes to this, but I get the impression that with all the infrastructure work he would propose to do further if he's reelected, whether it's written or not in stone, I have a feeling there'll be a Buy America policy. And I mean, let's face it. We can't take offense here in Canada or anywhere else with President Trump. He promised the American people to make America again. He didn't promise Canada he'd drag them along with them, or Russia or China that they'd help them.
But even though there was a Buy America clause, they still got around it.
Oh yeah,
there's loopholes even when you say Buy America only.
That's right. Absolutely. There's always they always write loopholes in anything for them. You know, the big guys run everything, and they write the deals, and so they can write in the loopholes, you know?
Well, fellas, the senior people, the lawmakers and so forth, they're not down on the ground doing the job, and it's kind of makes me think of the border. You know, you might cross one day, an officer asks you a couple of questions and passes you through, lets you into America. And the next day, under the same circumstance, the next officer may pull you over to the side for more questioning and an inspection. So there's always that discretion of the people in charge on the ground, you know. So I can see things like this happen.
But contractors, it's in their best interest to make sure it's built properly also. They're not doing anything.
That's right.
They don't take any shortcuts, too, because it's too much of a risk on their liability and also. So they're in it for building it properly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's a moral obligation too, and I believe that that's sound in America. That and they would know, you know, if they were riveting a section or welding a section, and something odd was happening with the steel, I would have the confidence that that would be tested and rectified. You know.
But we have billions of dollars every year in our infrastructure, our transportation system, and in my opinion, nobody does it better than the state of California. Overall, in the whole world,
is that right?
Well, that's
my
good.
Opinion.
That's good to know.
Do me
like
a favor
that.
And send some of them up to Montreal, Canada, will you? It's our third biggest city, and it's falling apart.
Our bridges are also inspected every 2 years, and our steel bridges, which is more critical, we have fracture critical team. They're inspected every year. So
right. We
really put a lot of effort into maintaining and keeping them safe for public. We'll shut them down and don't let public on them in a heartbeat if it's deficient in its structural integrity.
Yeah, that's
sure. You got thousands of souls crossing those bridges every day.
Right.
That's the way it should be. But seriously, in Montreal, I was on the phone a couple of years ago coming back from our East Coast from our shipyard, and I wasn't paying attention, and I missed the first exit to stay on the main highway. Then I missed the second one. And lucky it was a Saturday, because I ended up driving right through the heart of Montreal on Highway 20. And I'll tell you, fellas, I was shocked at some of the overpasses in the city, right in the downtown city. Some of the overpasses made of concrete, they were breaking away and cracking, and what the province of Quebec did was use like frost fence that you'd put around your yard for the dogs or whatever.
That's what was
fastened up there to stop any of the broken concrete falling down on the cars. And you know, they need to repair that stuff, but I don't believe we've done a very good job in Canada of keeping up with our roads are pretty good, but in Quebec, I forget how many bridges they had failed, and a terrible tragedy with one, and when they inspected them, there was some 23 or 4 they closed. They were in that bad shape. So
we have public access to the bridge reports on every bridge in the state. So I mean, they're not trying to hide anything. It's pretty open if you seek in and seek for it, and the information's there.
Oh, that's good. Because I know when I was up in New York City, you'd drive under the George Washington Bridge. You know, it was a two-tiered bridge. You'd look up and you'd see rust, you know, holes in some of the steel, and you know, it was scary almost driving in that thing. And that was 30 years ago, you know.
These bridges, in my opinion, these bridges in California are pretty good. Very good.
Good. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's all I got. You guys have a good day.
Well, thanks
very
much for calling.
Thank you.
Really nice.
All right, you're welcome. See ya. Bye.
Take care.
Well, it's good to know some of the good folks are on the job, Kevin, trying to keep us safe. That's important. And
that's true, because the key to all those bridges are inspecting them. You know, you got to keep on them. You got to keep on those the concrete that's crumpled up, the rust that's starting to eat through the steel. You know,
that's kind of offensive to me as a Canadian that we continue to send billions of dollars routinely to other countries for various causes when there's so much needed here at home, Kevin, in Canada.
Same here. There's so much needed in the United States, too. We have so many problems here and so many people needing food. So many infrastructures need to be built up again. I hope Trump's second half gets on, puts $2 trillion to rebuild our infrastructures, build all new bridges or refurbish them all. And put America back to work. You know, would you say 57 million, trillion that we're, what's another 2 trillion?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, you got to do maintenance, Kevin. I learned that the hard way early on in business when, God, I was so ignorant about it that we didn't even grease our few pieces of equipment. And when a fella came in, a master mechanic, and he worked most of the summer fixing up our few pieces of old equipment back then, this is 40 years ago, he said to me on the way out, when he gave me his bill, he said, you know, for $200 worth of grease, you wouldn't have to pay any of this. And boy, I never forgot. It made me feel terrible because it was a big bill. And the maintenance is so important. Now, of course, we do a tremendous amount of it today. You have to, especially with self-destructive equipment like shredders and shears and so forth. Maintenance of our infrastructure, you bet. I mean, you don't want to tear the front end out of your car driving down the road or have a bridge collapse with a whole bunch of people on it. It's important stuff. So I agree with you, though. I believe that's what President Trump will do. I'm not sure what the Democrats had planned or have said their plan is for the infrastructure work, but it's important.
It's important, and we need it, you know? We really need it.
Well, I know what had happened, Kevin, in our operation. I think we have 147 pieces of equipment in total, and all the facilities, and if we didn't do any maintenance for this year, I know it would be a disaster. It would be a disaster for us.
Especially up in the colder regions where you have to put down salt. You know, that salt is really hard on steel and concrete, you know?
Just makes it more challenging. Thanks for joining today, folks. ThePowerMall.com if you'd like to place an order. And thanks for being with us. Good show, and we appreciate your time and attention. Until the next time, God bless.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.